Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf Beis. We're learning Siman Tes. We're talking about the idea of brushing up dust. Now, Chayodim continues and says that he gives us a marmakim to what he speaks about a makapathish, which we will come back to. He says, L'hosar l'noit says b'yodai, ha'magad aram oisar, to remove a feathers. A person lives in a world of down, comforters, etc. So there's feathers. Feathers get stuck onto your garments. They tend to cling a little bit. So can a person remove the feathers from their bag? So the Magarama says it's also, what the Chayyim does not tell us is that the Ramah says it's mutter. And the Magarama is coming to argue on the Ramah, and the Chayyim is following the opinion of the Magarama without even mentioning the opinion of the Ramah. However, the Mishabura says that one can be sumach on the opinion of the Ramah. So what's the logic behind the difference in the case of the Ramah of feathers and the case of dust? So the difference seems to be in the difference of the level being embedded. Dust tends to embed itself into the fiber. You have to rub it to get it out, and you have to shake hard to get it out. But the feathers tend to remain on the surface, and therefore that's not considered that the bag is dirty in that regard, because it just remains on the surface. So shaking off the feathers is going to be mutter. Similarly, going back to the case of snow, so the Bir Halacha points out that we can look at snow in two stages. When a person's outside and it's very cold, the snow does not melt. It just really sits on top of the person's garment, their coats, their hat, etc. When they come inside, if they shake it off immediately before it starts to melt, again, it's not really embedded inside of the garment. It's just on the surface. So the Bir Halacha says that's going to be mutter. That's not considered a tikkun in the bagel, because it's not considered it actually affected the bagel yet. It's on the surface of the bagel. If however a person waits a few moments and now the snow starts to melt and it starts to embed itself into the garment, at that point in time it would be usur, it is usur to shake it off, because now you're extracting some of that water from the garment. Like we said before, that's going to be usur because of the tikkun that accomplishes. So a person has, according to this, a person has little pieces of threads, etc., on their garment. So where a person is allowed to, just sitting on top. Sometimes jackets come with sewn on the back, and there's this little white threads. So a person detached the white threads before Shabbos, and as far as he knew, he threw them away. Turned out some of them are clinging to his garment, which had happened sometimes. Can he pick those off? The answer is yes, because they're not considered embedded in the garment. If they would be embedded in the garment, one cannot do so. There might be a problem, potentially, of makom patush in certain cases. Now the question is, why are these items muksa? They're useless, they have no purpose. So they should have a status of muksa. And should we also to pick them off because of the issue of muksa? So the Chazon Ish says a fascinating idea that the reason why we see look at these things as not being muksa is because they're so insignificant. So they don't even get are kosher enough. They're bolted to the bag in that regard, and they're So secondary to the bagot, we look at them as just an extension of the bagot, and they're not muksa. So therefore, one is allowed to, by hand, pick the feathers off of their garment. One is allowed, by hand, to pick the threads off of their garment. It also explains the case of tit, etc. One would be allowed, by hand, to remove it from the garment, because it's not considered chashuv enough that it has status of muksa. It's considered just secondary to the garment. And that's how the Chazish explains this halacha. So halacha l'maisa, even the Magarama says that it's usur to remove the noitzes, the opinion amongst the poiskim is to follow the Ramah, like the Bir Halacha points out, and to allow one to remove the noitzes and these other things as well. Have a good day.